This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston Dynamics sends Atlas to the robot retirement home. More on that coming up, but first, modern iPhone cameras are extremely capable video recorders, but typically require accessories like lights and microphones to ensure professional results. Audio gear manufacturer Rode just announced a pair of gadgets intended to simplify this process so streamers won't have to build a cumbersome rig in the computer room or haul one to an outdoor space. The Rode Magnetic Mount is exactly what it sounds like. It's a MagSafe mount with a pair of connection points for accessories like the aforementioned lights and microphones. It's not just for iPhones, as any smartphone snuggled into the MagSafe-compatible case should work. The Rode Magnetic Mount is made from high-grade aluminum, so it's on the pricier side when compared to the endless barrage of similar products on Amazon. It costs $90 and begins shipping on April 24th. And whether they're designed to be used indoors or outside, a lot of the best pizza ovens that you can currently buy can only cook a 13-inch pie. That's great for most situations, especially if you're keen on hosting a party where everyone can choose their toppings. However, there are times when you need more space, either for larger pizzas or to bake or roast other foods. Uni is filling the void with its latest model, the Coda 2 Max, which is the company's largest pizza oven so far. The 24-inch gas-burning unit can bake pizzas up to 20 inches while still achieving the high-heat cook quality Uni ovens are known for. The Uni Coda 2 Max will be available in May for $999, making it the most expensive outdoor-only option in the company's pizza oven range. For the latest news and reviews on these gadgets and more, check out Engadget.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Nearly 11 years after it first showed off its current humanoid robot, Boston Dynamics is retiring Atlas. The DARPA-funded robot was designed with search and rescue missions in mind, with the idea that it would be able to enter areas that were unsafe for humans to carry out a range of tasks. However, Atlas became a bit of a star thanks to videos showing off its slick dance moves and impressive feats of strength, agility, and balance. Fittingly, Atlas is trotting off into the sunset with one final YouTube video. For almost a decade, Atlas has sparked our imagination, inspired the next generations of roboticists, and leapt over technical barriers in the field, the YouTube description reads. Now it's time for our hydraulic Atlas robot to kick back and relax. Boston Dynamics' farewell to Atlas doesn't just show some of the cool things the robot can do. It's a bit of a blooper reel as well. Along with hurling a tool bag and leaping between platforms, Atlas slips, trips, and falls a bunch of times in the clip. Oddly enough, that makes it seem more human. Boston Dynamics, of course, has more commercially successful robots in its lineup, including Spot. It's likely not the end of the line for the company's humanoid robots entirely, though. And take a look back at everything we've accomplished with the Atlas platform to date, reads the description on the farewell video. Those last two words suggest Boston Dynamics isn't quite done with that side of robotics yet. Engadget has contacted the company for details about its future humanoid robot development plans. For now, it seems Atlas could be looking for a Wednesday afternoon dance partner at a robot retirement home. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Chris Holt and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.